Suicide takes the lives of more than 1,000 college students nationwide each year. But Tennessee is lagging behind in campus prevention. WPLN's Samantha Max reports a new law hopes to change that.
Tennessee was one of the last states to start tracking student suicides, and most of its colleges have no prevention plan in place. A new law taking effect next month requires all state institutions of higher education to develop and publicize their own protocols for mental health crises. Joanne Purley of the Tennessee Suicide Prevention Network said it's a step in the right direction.
This is a breakthrough. We're all uncomfortable talking about suicide, but we know that we have to, since it is the second leading cause of death for college students in our nation.
This could be more of a challenge for smaller community colleges and technical schools, which often don't have their own mental health centers. They'll need to partner with outside organizations that can counsel students in need. The new law builds on the work of a suicide prevention task force established by former Governor Bill Haslam in 2017. Over a dozen schools have already joined the network, which hopes to train more than 12,000 individuals on college campuses throughout the state. For WPLN News, I'm Samantha Max.